I'd like to read a couple of poems from Ireland, a couple of pronunciations and definitions. A curragh is one of those narrow, small, black boats that Aran Islanders and others use to navigate the ocean. And they're actually quite dangerous because they are slender and small, and the ocean is great and wide. And the she are the fairies. And I think that's all you know. This will take about 5 minutes, but there's a set of three that I want to share. Curragh. Why does the curragh strive for the sea? A falcon tears at its tether. How do the waves call to the craft? Grass draws the dew. For whom does the curragh carve the swell? A plow tills its field. Whither the dark boat scoring the deep? Life leans into death. Atop Ben Bulbin. No trail, just a sheep track petering out halfway up. I venture on through the thick sedge and heather. Ridge after false ridge recedes, but finally I crest and walk west toward the stone summit marker, wind buffeting my back. Somewhere below, Yeats is laid. I, though, am atop Ben Bulbin, the gate of the she high on the green flank, falling steeply away beneath my feet. Yeats loved this landscape, spent childhood summers haunting the cataracts at Glencar and the moonlit mists at Ross's, stirring Maeve in her sleep at Knocknarea, or watching the sheen of evening spread over the dark face of Lough Gill. Lissadell, too, entered in, the massive gray manor hiding the delicate grace of girls. All this and more before the Fenian fury. A poet, uncertain of his worth, afraid politics were vain, mythologies little more than mist. True, his ancient tower stands strong, and his own lines emerge more chiseled towards the end. Still, Yeats would not be the first to claim too surely what endures. Here, atop this mountain, I watch cloudy vapors begin to curl around the land. Mist, that shimmering astral tapestry, drifts and dissolves, but does not crumble. In kindred form, the she may steal every human childhood. But the soul of those who learn the craft of enchantment returns to us in song. Swans at Cool Park. As I approach the loch, swans, 12 near the far shore, brilliant white on water. Coming closer, I can see the curve of their necks, those most graceful porcelain handles, and the black accent of the beaks, sharp contrast making the white stand out. A quick intake of breath as several begin swimming, spreading out against the glinting surface, drifting toward the central island. Yeats saw them thus, emblems of beauty that would not die, would not wither with age, but, when the time came, would mount and wheel away, seeking harbor in some other spot. Still, that darkness at the mouth travels with them when they go, a sort of blemish almost, and yet the seed of song planted in eternal snow. Kurach, why does the Kurach strive for the sea? A falcon tears at its tether. How do the waves call to the craft? Grass draws the dew. For whom does the Kurach carve the swell? A plow tills its field. Whither the dark boat, scoring the deep? Life leans into death.